Shuris Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shuris Bavli, Daf Chof Hei, beginning Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Vav Vamad Aleph at the Mishnah. Echad Yom Shel Atzmai, Echad Yom Shel Acherim, Echad Yom Sheyesh Lahem Mamish, Echad Yom Shein Lahem Mamish. The Mishnah says that oaths of bitui apply to one's own things and to other people's. They apply to tangible and intangible things. Ketzad, Omer Shur She'atein Ish Ploini Shalei Atein Shmasati Shalei Nasati, Shishon Shalei Yishon, שישנתי ושלא ישנתי, שאזריק סור לים ושלא יאזריק, שזרקתי ושלא זרקתי. For example, before I will give or not give to Pliny, I gave or did not give to Pliny, I will or will not sleep, I slept or did not sleep, I will or will not throw a rock into the sea, I threw or did not throw a rock into the sea. ובשמול אי מאין חייב אלא על האוסת לבוי שנאמר לעבור להיטב. ובשמול says that one is liable a carbon only for others about the future, as the Pasuk says, in Vayikra Perek Hei Pasuk Dalad, for the bad or for the good. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Im Kein, Ein Li Ela Dvarim Sheyesh Bahem Harora V'Hatova, Dvarim She'ein Bahem Harora V'Hatova Minayin. Rabbi Akiva said, well, if so, he should be liable only for Harora or Hatova, which is harming or benefiting. What does the source include neutral things, such as throwing a rock into the sea? Amar Loi, Mevibi Yakosa, Rishma answered, the Torah includes this with the phrase, Lachol Asher Yivateh. Amalai im ribri akosu lakach, ribri akosu lakach. Rikiva says that the Torah includes for this, which is neutral things, includes also for things such as oaths about the past. And the Gemara says, ilo hayoreitz, ilo hayodos, loy. The Gemara says he seeks a pretext to admit that he gave to Pliny or promised to give to him, and this is why he swore. Rikiva abba b'shem shmul, shur, shenosam, Pliny, the Pliny, mana, b'rim shulo nosam, ma'achashim b'yadde lavoy, im b'yadde l'shaavel. Rikiva abba quoting shmul said, if Reuven swore that Pliny gave to another person a mana, and it turns out that he did not give, since it's not in Reuven's ability for the future to force him to give, so he's exempt for sure that Pliny will give, also in the past, it's not the other, it's not in his hands. He says, Rabbi Yossi, Hari Tfilin, in Behem Lov, Rabbi Yish Behem Lov, Sha'arval. Rabbi Yossi asked, well, there is no sure in the future about Tfilin not to wear them, but there is in the past, if you would say, I didn't wear Tfilin today. Amalai Tfilin, Mimokam Achebo, Rabbi Abba answered that there's a different source for tefillin. One cannot swear in the future not to wear tefillin because this is being mevatel to negate the positive mitzvah. Lavar lehitev mahatova rishus afarah rishus yatzadav rishu shel isa v'dav rishu shel shisei mitzvah. And we quote from the pasuk lavar lehitev, just like hatova is optional, also hara, just like doing good is optional, so too is doing bad, and it excludes therefore a matter of isa and a matter of mitzvah. The cholashi vata prat le cotton, ha adam reshura prat le oinus, menelum menu prat le mezid. The cholashi yivata, the phrase says, for anything that he expresses, this excludes a minor, even though a mufra samachle ish, which is a minor in the year before adulthood, if shura takes effect, he's not chayav a korban for it. Ha adam bishura, the next phrase, this excludes an oinus, which means the person who thinks that he swears to the truth. Benela memenu, this excludes intentional. Benela memenu, benela memenu, memenu shur, oi yokol benela memenu achifez. The Gemara asks, well, does benela memenu mean that he transgressed because he forgot the shur? Or perhaps it is helam of the object who doesn't think that this is the matter about which he swore. Tamar loyma, beshur, benela memenu, al helam shur, chayev, ein chayev, al helam chifez. The Gemara answers, because the pasuk says, Bishvua benelam imenu, he's liable for helam shua, but not for helam of the object. The ten helam chefetz al helam shua v'yechayev, then benem helam tuma al helam mikdash v'yechayev shtayim. The Gemara suggests we should say that he's liable for helam of the object in addition to helam of the shua. Why is this unlike benelam written about tuma? There is liable for helam tuma in addition to helam mikdash. For Bishmol, damar chayev al helam tuma v'al helam mikdash. He should be liable for both of them, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that he is liable for Helam Tuma and Helam Mikdash. Tamon, Ksiv, Venelam Menu, Venelam Menu, Shnei Pa'amim, Vachach, Ksiv, Venelam Menu, Achas. Yon says there, it says Venelam Menu twice, but here it says Venelam Menu only once. Yochol, Hanishba, Lora, Lachim, Yechayev. The Gemara suggests perhaps one who swore to harm others is liable. Tam Beloima, Lora, Lehitev, Ma'atav, Roshus, Afaro, Roshus. Ha'itzi, Nishba, Lora, Lachim, Shei Potter, Bahud de Mishtaba, de Le Mitten, Chavei, Nechel, Chamfei, Parfei, Vievlei. The Gemara rejects this. Lahara or lahitiv says that just like hatova is optional, also hara must be optional. And if I exclude one who swore to harm others, that he's exempt. In the case when he swore not to give pony to eat, and he sees that pony is dangerously weak, and gives to him.